your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your belongings and give alms. Provide money bags for yourself that do not wear out, and inexhaustible treasure in heaven, that no thief can reach nor moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there also will be your heart. Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from the wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them reclined at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have left his house to go into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master, on arrival, finds doing so. Truly, I say to you, the master will put the servant in charge of all of his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, to eat and drink and get drunk, then the servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant, who knew his master's will, but did not make preparations or act in accord with his will, shall be beaten severely. And the servant, who is ignorant of his master's will, but acting in a way deserving of a severe beating, shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of a person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of a person entrusted with more." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Our first reading this morning is taken from the Book of Wisdom. The Book of Wisdom was written about the second half of the first century before Christ, and it was written by a Jew who lived in the, Nile Delta, and it was written to sort of counter what was going on in their world at that particular time. In that reading that we heard proclaimed, the blessings that God bestowed on our ancestors at the first Passover is relayed to us. We know that since God was faithful to the promises that God made to our ancestors, that we believe that God will also be faithful to us today. So the first reading in the Gospel both encourage us to place all of our hope and trust in our loving and gracious God. Our second reading relates to us the faith of Abraham and Sarah. God called them and directed them to leave their homeland and to go to a place that they weren't sure where it was at. But being faith-filled, they trusted in the Lord, and they went as God directed them. It so happens to be the promised land to which they were sent. And in Luke's Gospel, we are offered two alternatives: to be faithful and to live up to the expectations of God, or to do what we want, and to be like that servant in the gospel who mistreats fellow servants and eats and drinks and gets drunk and was not really prepared when the master returned from his vacation. As Christians, we are called to follow our Lord. The message for today's readings is to be prepared for the time when we will meet the Lord, for we know not the hour nor the day. In every case, we are called to love God above all things and our neighbors as ourselves. We are to be prayerful and to be attentive to what goes on in the world around us. We are to follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit, wherever that may lead, and to trust in God, no matter what.